Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, angels. It's Cherie, and I'm glad to be here tonight. It's Tuesday night, and we talk about manifesting, different ways of manifesting and making things happen. And usually I try to tie it in with angels and power of intention, law of attraction, God, your higher self, also the ascended masters. And then today I was meditating. I said, okay, what do I need to do a show on? And you know, and I probably need to do that earlier, right? So the message of God is do it on miracles. You know, people are struggling sometimes, or people are grateful and things happen really quickly for them. And it almost seems like a miracle, right? So I go, okay, well, and I go, what do you want me to talk about with miracles? Share the ascended masters and the angels that help with miracles in our lives. And give them a couple of points that will help them understand how it all happened. So I go, okay, cool. So how about giving me the couple of points? That's what I'm saying in meditation and prayer. So this is what I got, and I hope you guys appreciate it, can believe in it. That's the most key thing in anything that we do is just believing that we deserve, believing that we can have, and putting our intention out there. And what is our intention? A couple of things. Let's say that you want to create more love in your life and or more love with your relationship, more love for yourself, which is the most important. So you believe that you can do it. And even if you don't believe in you, because the universe always responds to not what you say, but how you feel about what you say, what you do is you go, okay, I'm having challenges with believing it. And, for instance, for love, or maybe a career prosperity, or maybe business prosperity, you know, more money in your business, cash flow, right? Always good to have more cash flow. So the most important thing is believing, okay? So, and I'm going to go over the Ascended Masters that will help you with that, too, as well, with your miracle. And then the other thing that's important is realizing that everything that you think counts, okay? And you're like, well, wow, I said this about this person, or I thought that I was thinking this thought today, right? Just remember, one positive thought will erase 10,000 negative ones, okay? So, you know, I'm with you on that. I got really pissed at somebody who was driving. My issues are driving. And I was like, gosh, really, let me wish him love and joy, you know? So, anyway, so believing is really, 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 really key. Power of intention, and also remembering that everything counts. I mean, it's written in the Akashic Records, and you know, every choice that you make, every thought that you have. Some Christians call it the Book of Life. Buddhists call it something else. Jewish people call it something else. I just call it the Akashic Records. And every thought we have counts. Remember that. And what else? So, and it's important to get into the flow. All right, because if you're not in the flow, it doesn't work as well. So, you know, have you ever had a time in your life where everything just, like, fell into place? Let me give you a story. I have a friend of mine that called me tonight, and she says, you know, I wanted to get out of this career. And she goes, I've been in it for 20 years. And she goes, I was able to get out of it. I found a business that I really love, and I'm enjoying doing, and it suits me like a glove. And she said, now I found somebody that wants to lease my place here for 2 years so that I can move to Coral Gables where I want to live. And she goes, how did I do that? And I go, well, you're in the flow, and you were expecting it to happen. You were believing it was going to happen. And she goes, do you remember where I was a couple of years ago? And I go, yeah, you were depressed and angry and hurt and falling apart. So to have a miracle happen in your life, you really just got to expect a miracle. I think it's actually a sign. Or one of those stickers you put on your car, if you do that. And I said, because you worked on yourself and you're ready, then yeah. So you get to have miracles. But expecting it, believing it, you know, and putting yourself in the situation where you're in the flow, and you just say, hey, I choose to be in the flow. And if you feel like you're not in the flow, put me in the flow. That's all you have to say. Put me in the flow. I believe it, and if I'm having problems believing it, I give you my challenge of believing to you, and we'll talk about who you can call on to help you with that in just a few minutes. But that's what my friend did, and she's also a friend and a client, and she worked through a lot of stuff, a lot of major depression issues. And, but, you know, because realize, too, that sometimes we're our own obstacle that keeps us from having these wonderful miracles in our lives, okay? So recapping really quick, believing what you say, okay? All right, or if you have the feeling of belief, and if you're having issues with that, say, hey, I have issues or challenges with my belief right now, but I know that if you help me, I'm going to be able to believe. Putting yourself in the flow, and all you have to do is say, I choose to be in the flow. And then also trusting, you know, too, as well. So you got to just trust. And when you can do all those three things right there, then usually that's when the miracles start happening, right? Okay? And what if you, and remembering, sorry, I'm being nudged to tell you this, remember, every thought counts, right? So if you're sitting there all day, it's okay, I told this to someone tonight that I really care about, it's okay to bitch and moan about things, but make sure you have a solution when you're bitching and moaning, okay? So, you know, if you're bitching and moaning about what's not right, then, but I figured this out, and now it makes it right, you know, and I've got an easier way of looking at things. So those are a few things that are important there, too, as well. And because if you walk up to these ascended masters, and I'm going to give them to you in just a second, and say, hey, I'd like to have this career promotion or promotion in my career. I'd like to be able to move. I would like to, you know, have a great mate. And you're bitching and moaning about the mate that you had before, right, how wrong he or she was and how they did you wrong, okay? Or you're bitching about your job and how much you hate it, right? And or you're bitching about what you don't have rather than being grateful and joyful about what you do have, right? How hard, how easy is it to believe that you can have it, okay? Or believe that you deserve it. Or how easy is it to just trust in that you're in the flow? A couple things here to really consider when you're doing this, okay? So... Anyway, and one of the things that you can do is as you're praying and meditating, I'm going to say this, is Archangel Sandalphon, I'm being asked to share this with you, and I didn't put this in the email that went out to people or the email on Blog Talk Radio quickly, because I was told to mention this. If you're listening to us from Blog Talk Radio or however you are, you're going to my website, angelcoaches.org, but Blog Talk, follow us on Blog Talk, angelcoaches.org. Or picked up some new followers recently, so thank you. So Archangel Sandalphon. Who is Sandalphon, right? And we don't hear a lot about Sandalphon. Well, I think Archangel Sandalphon actually had a lifetime on Earth before they became an archangel. And that's, you know, so, and what does Sandalphon do? Archangel Sandalphon takes your prayers and delivers them to God, okay? So if you're having a little challenge there, say, hey, Archangel Sandalphon, please come and take this prayer to God and my request to God, okay? Knowing that God already knows it before you've even asked it. But what you have, I think, and this is what I really feel, is that you have the ability to connect and feel that great energy for Sandalphon to take that prayer to God and just have that comfort in knowing that it's going to go, okay? So then who else do you have that you can work with? You have Jesus. And I want to say that I believe Christ is an ascended master. Okay, some people believe that Christ is the savior of the world. Some people believe that Christ is just a man. Okay, but I think that Christ is ascended masters, as we all are ascended masters in training, right? I have a friend of mine now just texted me. He says, I am an archangel in training. Yeah, that's good. He's funny. His name is Willie. So Archangel Willie, can you imagine having that as an archangel? Anyway, going back to what we're talking about, I'm sorry. Archangel Sandalphon can take your prayers, and all you need to do is say, Sandalphon, this is what I choose to create, and I would like to have. I would like to have whatever it is, career, love relationship, life choices, your health, more peace, more joy, whatever it is, and say, could you take this to God? And as I said before, God already knows before we even ask. He knows our heart, or she knows our heart, however you see God, because we're all connected to God. So that's with Archangel Sandalphon. With Christ being an ascended master, what I believe is that he had a lifetime on earth and then ascended to a higher place and helps us on the other side so we all can know who we really are and who we're really connected to. So Jesus, what you do to connect in with Jesus is you you imagine Jesus standing right in front of you. And some of you guys have emailed me and sent me texts called me and said that you've actually seen Christ, which I think is really cool, the physical image of him. Somebody just emailed that to me today, so I wanted to share that with you. But Christ, you just imagine Christ sitting in or standing in front of you, and the love that you feel for Christ or the love that you feel for yourself or the love that you feel for your children, send that kind of love to him, okay? And just come from this great place of love, because when you're in that place of love, that's where true power comes. You know, I told that to someone pretty recently. True power, you know, I like to be powerful and strong. That's how they say that, right? True power comes from love. It really does, not from being firm. It comes from love. So when you're sending that great love that you have for yourself, for your children, for your family, to Christ, and you're in that, giving that love to him, then you're coming from a place of wonderful power. And then you just say, hey, Jesus, or dear Jesus, whatever you feel more comfortable with, thank you for being here, and thank you for listening, and thank you for hearing this prayer. And I'd like to have, and whatever miracle that you're looking for, because I'm going to tell you this, and this is so, so true. When you are in the flow, miracles happen, okay? And you expect it to happen, because it's not a miracle when you expect it to happen, right? It's just one of the, you get miracles, everyday miracles happening. And so you just say, Christ, I thank you, and I'm grateful, and I expect this to happen. Show me how to prepare. Show me thoughts I need to have. And help me keep my thoughts clean and pure. Okay? So when you do that, Christ is there, or Jesus is there saying, hey, I'm going to help you. And, you know, and you can, I always recommend this, and I told this to a friend of mine this week, is if you want to make sure that you're heard, okay, or you want confirmation, you know, I have my own thing with confirmation. And when I feel my angels, Christ, Ascended Master is talking to me, they will call me a certain name. So ask, you know, it's a nickname that I had when I was a child. And so when I hear that name, I know that, pay attention. So maybe you have a name, you know, whatever it is. I have a friend of mine that she says, my name was Bubbles. And I was like, okay. You know, can you imagine, hey, Bubbles, we're here. So ask for confirmation maybe with a name. You know, so you know, and you can say, I would like to hear that name. And when you least expect it, you'll be driving down the road, and you'll hear that, you'll hear your nickname, and it can be Christ or Handelfon or Archangel Handelfon, or maybe one of the other angels and ascended masters that are helping you, okay? maybe it's a short nickname that you have, whatever. But I would recommend you use something like that. Maybe you'll see it on a billboard as confirmation that they heard your prayers or they want to talk to you again, okay? So that makes it a little easier, but have your own name that you use with your angels and ascended masters. That's what I'm saying. Okay, here's another one. Moses, Jesus for me feels in my experience feels a lot easier and more gentle, although all of them are in their own way. But Moses is super firm and super strong. But he actually delivers miracles too as well. Being in the flow, remember, is key. Watching your thoughts, what you're thinking about, is also key. Believing, key, is the key. Three things that are super key here. And then trusting, too, as well. So you say, I want to be in the flow. I choose to believe. I choose to be in the flow. And I choose to trust. And I'm watching the thoughts. And when you see, you connect Moses to Moses, you say, Moses, I'd like you to help me. And really explain what you'd like him to help you with. I know Doreen Virtue, and Moses is, I think she said in several of her CDs and books, that Moses is one of her guides. So Moses can be one of your guides. Jesus, I know, is with a lot of us as well, can be one of your guides. If not, if you feel he is already, just say, hey, confirmation, here's my nickname. It's just to make sure, will you let me hear it somehow, some way, whether in my mind's eye or maybe I'll hear it in a song or on a billboard or whatever. So just ask for confirmation. You'll get it when you least expect it. okay. Mary. Most people think Mary is Catholic, and Catholics have Mary and pray with her and work with her. I know in the Ascended Master cards by Doreen Virtue, she is one that really perpetuates miracles and brings them to you. So once again, she's very similar to, if you believe this, to her son, Jesus is in biblical terms, Jesus is Mary's son. I believe that's not really for me to say yes or no on that, but just for so you understand who Mary is to most of us. I always see Mary as strong, beautiful diva, spiritual diva. I think she's beautiful. I think she's strong. I think she's powerful. I also think she's gentle and she's sweet, and she helps anyone, not just Catholics. Okay, but she also helps Catholics. She helps you if you're Jewish. She helps you if you're Buddhist. She helps you whoever you are. That is one message I got from her today. So if you want Mary, or you choose Mary, she says you can have a picture of me or however you see me in your mind's eye and just give push in love to me and I'll send it right back to you and pour out your heart and I will hear you and just ask me to be in the driver's seat with you. So with the driver's seat. I know Mary came to me when I was going through a real challenge and I needed a miracle, really, really desired one. And there she was in the driver's seat of the car. And in my mind's eye and in my dream, I could, who's in the driver's seat with me? And I could feel someone right beside me. And it was Mary. So beautiful. Blue eyes. That's how I saw her. Maybe you guys see her as something else. But the miracle she told me was going to happened the very next day. And she goes, just remember, be in the flow and believe. Okay, so I obviously trusted, right? I had that one down. My thoughts were pure. And remember this, because I'm being asked to share this with you. Every thought is written in the Akashic Records, every choice we make, too, as well. But when you're talking to Mary and you're asking about, the thoughts that keep them pure, sometimes it's when the doubt that we have, it's not even about cursing or doing something negative. It's about the doubt that we have and the belief that we have that it can't be done. You know what I mean? That is a very, very powerful thought right there. So watching your thoughts means, if you don't believe, you say, hey, I'm having a challenge with believing. Will you please help me with that? Okay? And that's something that I feel her energy right now. So those are Moses, Mary, Jesus, Archangel Sandalphon. So you got a whole team of folks there to work with, or people to work with, or deities to work with, or angels and ascended masters, however you choose to look at them. Asking for confirmation. So if you pick a name that you want to, from when you were a child or something that you know is only yours and means a lot to you, don't pick something just arbitrarily. Pick something that means something to you. Okay, so when you hear that name in your mind's eye or you hear it on the outside of you or you hear it in a billboard or in a song, you know that's confirmation from your higher power. Okay, so that's real key there too as well. And recapping, we have Moses. All you have to do is say, hey, thank you, Moses, for being here. I appreciate you. Archangel Sandalphon, all you have to do is thank him for being here and answering, taking your prayers to God, which God is always a part of us. But sometimes when we ask Archangel Sandalphon, we can feel that energy of God being with us, you know what I mean, because we feel like an angel's helping us and God. Right? But God knows our prayers before we even let them go or even say them. And then you have, of course, Jesus, a wonderful ascended master. And his vibration is so super high, as they all are. And I remember one night, I'll share this with you, my friend and I, we were actually meditating. We'd been meditating on and off all day and put ourselves in such a high vibrational state, which Donna has talked about how she got through a lot of her down days with raising her vibration. She's a new angel coach. And all of a sudden we're sitting there and we saw Jesus, not the whole body, but the face of Jesus, and he was surrounded by beautiful light. And I go, Karen, do you see that? She goes, yes, I do. I was like, how amazing is that? And it was just really cool because we weren't asking for anything. We were just like in a spirit of love, you know. And one of the things you remember is that true power comes from love, okay? So when you have your boss who you're looking for a promotion for, who's all strong and powerful, make sure they're coming from love. That's where the real power is. So I hope this makes sense, understand it, and get a lot out of it. But I wanted to keep it short tonight because, you can have the miracles. Just put yourself in the flow, believe, trust, watch your thoughts. Okay, and you go, well, Tari, I'm thinking negative thoughts all the time. Well, that's okay. Think on positive ones. I appreciate love and joy, and I choose love and joy, or I choose to believe. And I choose to love humanity. Whatever it is, I choose to love myself. That's a positive thought. And then go forward, you know, with it. I'll share this with you today. I was I love Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and I went into there today, and there was a gal in there that, or lady in there that, you know, is usually there. I don't eat donuts. I just drink coffee, just to let you guys know. I love donuts, though. She was there, and she said, she goes, oh, I go, how are you? So she went in this, you know, this whole stuff of how her life was terrible. And I looked around and I said, hey, you know, see that person there? See that person behind me? See me? See that person over there? I said, what you're saying is affecting us all. And I go, because you're a powerful being. You have a lot of love. I've heard you talk about your kids and your husband before. So let's talk about, tell me something good that has happened to you today. And she says, well, my husband has made whatever he's made, some kind of stew. I thought, that's cool. Her husband's cooking. And she goes, and I get to have it when I get home. I said, oh, that's a positive thought. And all of a sudden, her face lit up, and she goes, you know, you're right. I'm grateful. And she listed a whole, like, 10 things she was grateful for. And then the guy behind me said, you know what, that's a good comment. And he started talking, and we got in this conversation about, you know, just for a few minutes, about things we were grateful for, instead of that negative energy that she was, and we all do it, so she's not, you know, that's not, she doesn't have a monopoly on it, nor do I, nor do you, of how great her life was. And remember, when you're bitching and moaning and complaining, have a solution for it, okay? You know, I had this happen to me, but this is what I figured out, because there's always a lesson in there for everyone, okay? And it helps get you in the flow better. And it helps with the law of attraction, and it helps you believe in yourself more, and it helps those miracles come and happen. I know that, you know, Heidi, she's been on our show before. She's talked about having miracles. She healed herself of epilepsy. She healed herself of fibromyalgia, bipolar, all these things. But you know what she did? She made herself believe, and when people were talking about how she needed brain surgery, she was inside of herself working with her angels and her guides and saying, show me how to do this. And they did. But all you have to do is ask, is say, show me how to do this, and that it will happen. I've shared this a couple of times. I'm going to share one more story with you and make a couple of announcements and let you guys go visit, enjoy your family and your downtime. I've been able to work with my sugar issues so much, and I'm grateful with it because it's almost non-existent. I'm going to put it like that. And so I'm not ready to really talk about it, but the really last big jump I made with it, and this is a miracle, is I was laying in bed one morning, and some of you guys know I'm pretty early, I'm an early to rise person, and I woke up with a jolt, and it was Archangel Raphael says, I'm here, I want to talk to you, will you get up and write this down? And I said, okay. So you want to know what he said? Well, anyway, I'm writing it down, and I'll post it on Facebook. I've done it a couple times, but what's one more time, right? Because it's a beautiful message. He goes, I'm here to help you heal your physical body, okay? All you need is to believe and walk this walk with me and put your and ask to be in the flow with me. And together, we will heal your physical body. And I was like, wow, all I have to do is believe, put myself in the flow, trust, and we'll work together to heal my physical body. So I thought I'd share that with you and close the call on that note right there. Isn't that a beautiful message, right? And you know what? Every time I have a doubt, I go, thank you, Raphael, for putting me in the flow, okay? Because that's important. When you're in the flow, things come to you easily, and you don't have to stretch, and you don't have to work so hard. All right, everybody, couple announcements here. We've got I'm excited about Thursday night. I've got a wonderful situation. I met a young lady who is 21 years old, doing her own business, and has a not-for-profit organization, too. She empowers young women, old women, or women in general. She believes that we're all part of the great I Am, and she wants to help people. She wants to help women especially, because someone helped her. She's got a great story, you guys. You won't believe it, but super successful in 21 and living her dream, living her passion, and if she can do it, we can too. All right? So you want to tune in on Thursday night at 8 p.m. East Coast time, because she's going to be here, and she's one amazing young lady. And wouldn't you like to, or maybe you have children, or maybe you would like to, be successful and live your dream and live your passion and serve humanity in the process. or maybe you'd like to make lots of money, and she's doing it all. So, and it's not age related. I'll tell you what it is. It's attitude related. Okay, she's got a great attitude, so you don't want to miss her story. Okay, and she's going to share things about how you can get started in your own dream. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great now, and we will talk soon, I'm sure, on Thursday night. And if you have any questions, you can email me at terrie@angelcoaches.org, T-E-R-R-Y-E-E at angelcoaches.org, or facebook.com/angelcoaches. I'm going to share this with you because people forget that I do this. Do you do readings? I do sessions. Here's what we do. I communicate with angels in your higher power, however you see that. And they give me a vision, and then they give me tools to help you get the vision. Okay, and I gave you a lot of tools tonight from your angels and from the Ascended Masters. But if you want to know how to get somewhere, or you have a goal and not sure how to get it, or you have a feeling about something, then give me a call or email me. My number is 954-636-9401. I do all kinds of angel sessions, soul agreements, Akashic records, past life, anything to help you have the life of your dreams now and the healing of your dreams now. So I've been doing this since I was 3 years old. So anyway, take care. And helping you develop your intuition. That's what I'm being asked to share with you guys, too, because a lot of you guys are really waking up, not quite sure what to do with all this neat, intuitive, clairvoyant stuff or clairaudient stuff that you're getting. That's where I can come in, can help you. All right, have a great now. We will talk on Thursday, and call me if you want to do a session with me. Take care, everybody. Bye.